I didn't even see you there. How are you, my dear lady? Come. Come take a seat next to me. It's been a long month, one way or another, hasn't it? What with what you've managed to achieve, despite my best efforts, I will admit, but I have to say it's something rather incredible. You stuck to your guns? You put your mind to it and you achieved exactly what you wanted to do. And hell, even if you hadn't achieved it, you tried. And trying is the most important part. Trying is the thing that sets you apart from everyone else. It's the thing that makes anything possible, really, because if you don't try, nothing will happen. But especially for you. Because when it comes down to it, and I mean, I'd like to say the last month, but it's not even this last month, it's always been the case, that you're a very, very special person, my dear lady. Very special person. You are capable of anything and everything that you put your mind to. You're a wonderful, wonderful, sweet person. And you deserve every last thing in this world. And so you have endured my constant teasing, my angry possessiveness, my hunger. I can't say that I'm necessarily upset at the fact that you held out. Or indeed that you didn't. Because at the end of the day, you tried. And to me, and to everyone else, that is the important part. So whether you got the entire way through the month, whether you broke on day 2, whether you broke on day 15, you tried. You sat down, you put your mind to something, and you gave it your all. No matter how high you got with it, the fact that you started it at all puts you above other people with that. The fact that you are prepared to put your mind and your body and your consideration towards something that outwardly seems so small, but means a lot to you. And that I have to give you all the respect in the world for. So, my dear lady, here we are, sitting together at the end of this wild, wild ride that we've been on. Reflect back. Just remember all the things that we've been through together, because it has been our ride. It has been the ride for both of us, not just for you, not just for me. It has been just as much your ride as it has been mine, and it's been our ride. More than anything else. I have been with you every step of the way. Admittedly, trying to throw you off, but there's been effort there. In much the same way that you put all your effort into keeping going. And again, not necessarily mattering whether or not you did or you didn't achieve the full thing. It doesn't matter. The fact that you tried is the important part. And that's what's important to me. Because you are a wonderful, wonderful person, my dear lady. A wonderful person has sat here listening to me rambling, listening to me growling, listening to me moaning, listening to me extolling all the horrible things. But you took this ride with me. And if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a ride for me to have got on either. So thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a wonderful, wonderful person. No matter who you are, where you are. Because you know who you are, my dear lady. Because I'm talking to you. Because you have stayed with this ride for the entire duration. And here we are at the end. It doesn't matter how much of a achievement it ended up being, the fact that you tried, the fact that you gave it your all, that's the important part. And so sit with me, my dear lady. Sit with me and look back upon what we have done together, where the ride has taken us, all the little things that have happened in between, our day-to-day life, both of our lives, because through this we have been linked, my dear lady, we have been joined. You have joined me on this wild, wild ride, and we have done great things, incredibly, incredibly naughty things, but they have been great things nonetheless. So, my dear lady, how do you feel? How do you feel now that all is said and done? Now that we are sitting together here quite peacefully, quite calmly. And I'm just looking at you as you should be looked at, as a person that deserves all the love and the attention and the affection in the world. Because you have tried to do a great thing. And no matter how far you got with it, you tried. Which is infinitely more than you can say from others. Myself included. And my journey has coincided with yours, regardless of whether or not the intent has been the same or not. I have joined you with it. And let me reiterate, my dear lady, let me just reiterate one simple fact, is that you are an amazing, amazing, amazing person. You are a wonderful, wonderful person. You are soft and you are kind and you are great. And you know exactly, exactly what you want. You stood forward, my dear lady. You stood forward and tried to do something. Something great. And to be quite honest with you, half the time, that first step, that first decision, that first movement is the hardest one. As it is with a lot of things. As it is with many, many, many. But the fact that you started it on your own volition, no less. The fact that you stood on that path and you kept walking forward. It's nothing to be sniffed at. Nothing to be sneered at all. You are wonderful. You are great. You are kind. And you have done what many other people wouldn't even consider. And that says a lot about you as a person. That says a lot about how great you are, how wonderful you are, and how much I adore you for your resolve, regardless of how far you go. So now, my dear lady, we stand on the other end, on the very, very other end of our grand journey, of our long, long ride. What do you want out of this? Look at me. Look at me and tell me where this goes now. Because you know, my dear lady, now that you have joined me with this so much, that our dance is not over. Our dance never will be. And you are still going to be the wonderful, kind, gentle person that I know you are. And your beauty will continue to shine through regardless of what you do and in every undertaking you ever, ever undertake. So, my dear lady, my dear, dear lady, enjoy these moments, the moments of peace that we will have, the moments of quiet and the moments of solitude, just you and I. Where we can truly, truly talk. Where we can truly, truly communicate with each other in ways that other people won't understand. So, my dear lady, should we stay here for a while? Just in this quiet, just in this lack of motion, this frozen moment in time. Should we sit here and discuss things some more? Do you want to stay with me? Which is fine. You have earned it after the work you've put in. Very much so. Sooner or later, my dear lady, sooner or later, the world steps back in. Sooner or later, we have to face it once more. But for now, stay with me. Stay with me in this quiet clearing. This quiet, unmoving clearing in the corner of your mind. Stay with me, my dear lady, just for a little while, and then we can move on, then we can walk on, and then we can continue our dance a little bit more. So, my dear lady, come, take my hand, let's move forward. Forward is the only way you can ever move. Forward is the only direction that makes any sense. So, my dear lady, we must part for now. I know, want it either way. But you know where I'll be. Sitting in the clearing, under that tree. Waiting for you to need some quiet time. Because I'll still be here. Because, my dear lady, you have achieved and you have done things that I never thought were possible. And I never understood the meaning of. But the fact that you've undertaken them. The fact that you threw your all into it. That's the important part. So go. Go, my dear lady, back into the world. Go and get about your sad life for a little bit. Go and do all the things that you need to do. And then when you're ready, I'll still be here. In whatever form you need me to take, so I'll still be here. So, my dear lady, go and hurry back.